Hey, good morning, my friends. Day 11, learning from our enemies. You know, sometimes the Torah can seem vengeful, wrathful, like, you know, enemies, and we got to destroy our enemies. But everything that's mentioned in the Torah is there to learn something positive from, even from our arch enemy. And that, of course, is Amalek. It's no coincidence. I wrote in the chapter that we read about Amalek during the month of Elul. And the question is, what positive spiritual growth lesson are we supposed to learn from the most negative forces in the world? Now, Amalek, the Torah tells us, asher karcha baderech, which means that they met you on the way. They were the ones, they attacked us on the way when we were leaving Egypt, on the way to Israel, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. But the word karcha is also related to the word kar. Karcha doesn't just mean met you on the way, it also means to cool down. And the karer in Israel, right, and in Hebrew, is a refrigerator. What does it mean Amalek cooled down the Jewish people? We were on a spiritual high. We had just escaped the most powerful civilization in the world. We watched our oppressors brought to their knees. We saw the splitting of the Red Sea, the 10 plagues. Nobody could touch the Jew, and the Jew believed. And what happened? Along comes Amalek and cools everyone down. They took on the Jewish people, but more fundamentally, they took on God, because to touch the Jew was really to say, I'm not afraid of God, because the Jew was associated and protected by God. And that also inspired a sense of loss of some of that great passion and religious fervor. Their passion was cooled. So that's one of the ideas, that Amalek cooled us down. And we have to be wary of forces in our life when we're feeling good, we're feeling up, we're feeling positive, and then something happens during the day and it just brings us down. And it could be in our professions, it could be on our religious life. And that's one idea, to not get cooled down so easily. Stuff happens, but you keep going. Stay passionate. Number two, mikre. From the word happenstance, that one of the lessons to learn from Amalek is that they represented the idea of things are just sort of happening, right? There's no rhyme or reason to our lives, to our world. There's no ultimate plan. And that is hinted in the actual gematria for Amalek, which is 240. Every Hebrew letter has a numerical equivalent. And if you take the letters Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf, comes out to 240. And it's the same gematria as the Hebrew word Safek, which means doubt. And Amalek not only cooled us down, but they caused doubt to question, right? They come to represent the idea I wrote in the chapter that things in life are random. The world and life itself just happens on its own without any guiding force. I didn't put in the gematria. I try to give you a little something new that's not in the chapter. So remember that. Amalek, Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf is 240, same as Safek, the Hebrew word for doubt. Now, it's a good thing sometimes to doubt things. Doubt is what you need in science, right? The Enlightenment inspired the world to doubt things until we brought evidence, until we proved things. But there are certain things that cannot be 100% fully proven. And those things that the Torah teaches us to believe in and not to doubt and not to imagine that things are happening in a haphazard way with no rhyme or reason. We have to be wary of those forces, not only that cool us down, but to remember the second lesson from Amalek is that life is not random. Whatever happens to us is happening for a reason and is meant for us to learn from. The idea of a mikre, which means happenstance or coincidence. So Amalek represents this idea that, you know, there's just... And there's nothing worse than just thinking that life is just happening to you. You're getting bounced around from circumstance to circumstance without any rhyme and reason. It requires emunah, it requires faith to believe that the things that are happening to us in life are there to shape us in a certain way. But we have the opportunity to take whatever happens to us in our lives and to say, you know what, I'm going to make this meaningful. Maybe I can't find the meaning. Maybe I don't know why this terrible thing, God forbid, is happening to me in my life right now, or something which is not terrible, but I'm not really sure exactly why it's happening. If it's happening, it's an opportunity for spiritual growth. We take it and we learn from it. And these are two fundamental lessons that we can learn from Amalek. Number one, that not to be cooled down. And number two, life is not haphazard. It's good to question things, but if it's happening, to embrace it, to accept it, and to somehow learn to grow from whatever situation is happening to us in our lives. My bracha to all of us is to take the negative things found in the Torah, like Amalek and our enemies, and to say, why is God Why is the Torah sharing these ideas with us? Obviously, we're supposed to learn and grow from even the most negative evil forces. Amalek, let's grow. Let's not be doubtful. Let us be certain as much as we can. Plow through life even when questions come up. Let's embrace those opportunities and Bezrat Hashem grow from them. Have a wonderful day.